Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game, 92.9agame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Noel, we got Soul Train going on in the studio. Sometimes I'm dancing, sometimes Sam's dancing, sometimes Noel's dancing, sometimes all three of us. Right now, we got Noel and Sam going at it. Because, see, we're getting ready to do the top of the hour here, and it's all local, so I will say to you, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you lovers of this song in Milton. Everybody in Milton.
I got a little something about Milton coming up. Man, this dude blew up Showtime in the Apollo. And David Peaston with Showtime in the Apollo. Put your hands together and show your love, right?
Yeah.
This dude exploded with this song. Just amazing.
You going to tell the audience who?
David Peaston.
Okay,
that's
I'm saying.
Name.
Just, David you know, Peaston. And the song, I mean, yeah. The song.
What? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Thank you. Yeah. There's audience people that don't know that. So
okay.
You got to let them, you got to bring
but
them
I
in.
But I mean, you know.
You got to bring them in.
Right.
But
we've talked about competition and people doing things and just Showtime at the Apollo. Just, he came out on the stage.
Yeah.
Up in Harlem and just. Yeah.
That got
I think
you
it was.
All...
I think it was an I think it was school teacher.
Okay.
The school teacher that just took a chance and.
You know who there did that for me? Is that the one who did it for you?
Oh, did it
but
for
the
me.
Apollo?
But he was one. When that show really just first started really, really kicking, and you saw some people in there with some talent.
So okay, yeah. It didn't happen for me with singing. It happened with me with comedy. And it was before he was who he became.
Okay.
Bernie Mac.
Oh, man.
I saw him first land at the Apollo.
Okay.
I saw some
okay.
video of that.
Okay.
And I knew right then. And he brought...
But you got to be good.
He was good,
but you could tell that crowd.
He had an energy and a fearlessness in comedy that it's an it factor. And you could see that he had it. And there was nobody else like him doing it at that level. Or he was going to bump into. In other words, if he popped, there was nobody else in his lane.
Yeah.
And now that, rest in peace, he's gone. There is nobody that was there before him afterwards.
And that was before Def Comedy Jam.
That's right. And then he went and hosted it.
Def Comedy Jam, right?
But, yeah, I remember seeing him at the Apollo. You know, this wasn't like broadcasting where somebody had some footage of it. And so anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, is going to join us. By the way, let me clear up something. I said that Major League Baseball, the partnership with the Athletes Unlimited Softball League. And then I don't know why I mentioned men, but this is all women. Okay, it's all about the women. Major League Baseball investment in the AUSL, according to Rob Manfred in a statement, represents an opportunity to support softball's long-term growth and expand our engagement with these outstanding athletes and their fans. Listen, women's sports, we know, is off the charts, and softball is right there. And that's what Major League Baseball wanted to focus on, experiencing an explosive rise in popularity. This new venture is the world's best softball players get a chance to compete professionally.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. You know what the day is?
It's May 31st.
In the city of Atlanta, May 31st is Outdoor Pool Day. The city of Atlanta parks outdoor pools
Oh, yeah?
open for the summer today. And the weather, the rain just blown out. So, I mean, you know, and that's the thing. So, you know, the outdoor pools around the city today, you know, parks that have a pool around the area, pools open today, the city of Atlanta Park. Shout out to the folks over
there. What was your pool coming growing up?
Oh, it was a place called Macklin Park. This is out in Birmingham. There's a pool that we went to down there. Yeah.
Noelle? Oh, she had a second here. What, you know, the question is going to be, was it in Ellenwood or not? Mine was called Ridgeland Commons.
Okay.
And it was attached to the pool, and then they had a little, baseball diamonds there, and it had a hill. Now, this is the difference between where you grew up and I grew up. They had a hill that went up to the L tracks. And the hill was specifically there for in the wintertime when the snow came, the kids had a hill to slide down,
right? Okay.
So, yeah, so they had a little hill there next to Ridgeland Commons. And they froze it. And then they had the indoor little arena, and they froze it over in the wintertime for ice skating.
Fantastic. And
a little up north. Noel!
Hey, good morning!
There you go.
So where'd you swim?
Where was your neighborhood pool coming up?
Gresham Park over there on Voterfest.
You know, they got a nice pool over there.
Yep, swam over there, played softball over there, learned I wasn't good at basketball over there. Yeah, all that.
See, you can do that too.
And everyone, I bet you every one of us have a story of that dude or that woman who was that athlete at the pool that swimmer.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Right? But unfortunately, they didn't know it then. That's where they peaked.
Right.
But at the time.
Everybody wanted to be around them.
They were the thing. I want to remind you about a few things that are happening. Last week, if you were with us, Ms. Rose Matombo was with us. Reminded us that today at 10:30, they're having a celebration in honor of Dikembe Mutombo today over at the McCamish Pavilion over at Georgia Tech. It starts at 10:30. The public is invited to come out and share some memories of Dikembe Mutombo, someone not just a great athlete, but a great ambassador for a city and a citizen of the world. So that is happening today. College baseball, the Georgia Regional kicked off yesterday. UGA a winner over Binghamton 20-4. Georgia will play at home in Athens this evening against Duke at 4 o'clock. Georgia Tech, they dispatched them, put them on the road. They're down in Oxford, Mississippi, playing at Ole Miss. They took out Western Kentucky 9-2 yesterday. They're going to play Murray State today at 6 o'clock. Dream with the win. And Noelle's got some other stuff with them. When she comes on, she's got some other stuff to talk about the Dream. But the Dream got a win on the road up at Seattle. And they were down in this game. And they rallied to come back and win it 94-87. Ryan Howard, 33 points. Alicia Gray, 28 points. Here's Coach talking about what happened with this team to get them going and get this win.
Start, then it was kind of even. I thought we had a run in us to get back in the game, and I just wanted us to keep competing, and if we got the run, we could see if we could maybe finish it off, and fortunately we got it, like right before the end of the third quarter, and we had a great fourth, and we get to go home with a W.
They do get to go home with the W. That is huge for them to get to do that. Now, once again, they changed the lineup. Brittany Griner was back, in this game, but Nas Hillman, who really came in and played so well in the last game, had 24 minutes in this game, and as always, she's crashing the boards.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is always to try to do the little things for this team. I know how strong we are in a lot of positions, in a lot of spots, how great offensively a lot of my teammates are. And I just try to do little things to get them extra shots and opportunities. In terms of offensive rebounding, I feel like I'm at a point in the season where I know where most of my teammates' shots are going to fall, whether it's long or short, left or right. And that's just something that I've always really pride myself on, is being able to track down those extra possessions for my teammates.
And that's what she does so very, very well. So this team is on a streak, and when we get to Noelle's world, she's going to have more. There's still more happening with this team as they're off to doing some tremendous things, off to a great start in this season. Folks, the high school football season is, I was saying it's a few weeks away, but we found out this week about a special game that's going to take place here in town on August 14th. August 14th, Milton will play at Buford, and Buford is opening up their new palatial stadium. They say this $62 million stadium that they're going to open, and this game is going to take place and going to be on ESPN in prime time.
Wow.
Talk about high school football being a deal in our state. Milton and Buford, it was announced this week, will start on Thursday, August 14th at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
So Magic Johnson's birthday.
Yeah, that's going to be big to go out and get to do that. But I want to throw some out at both of y'all. Uh-oh. You know, we talking about football, you and Noel. And there's something that's slated to take place today that some people on social media have been throwing around, and I'm going to mention it to y'all. There's something taking place today over at Morrow High School.
Shout out to Morrow.
But this is happening. I don't know how proud they're going to be to have this going on over there. But it's not an endorsement by the school. This is what people are looking for, a facility to host something. It's called the Indy Pro Football League, and they're trying to get people to come out and participate and to come out and try out for a professional team where kids can pay and get play and get paid. And so, we don't have pay for play for high school age or youth age kids. We right. don't have that. The High School Association in the state can't do that. We do have NIL. We do have high school NIL in this state. I repeat, we do have high school NIL in our state, but this ain't it. this is.
I'm sorry. It was funny the way you just said what, that.
It's not.
This ain't it.
You want parents to do their due diligence,
right,
and find out, because if you participate in something like this, the High School Association has already said you're risking your eligibility for the fall, for games that scouts and recruits will come to see you, with your chance to earn scholarships,
right,
and the college NIL, which we know is. Like I say, NIL in the bag. Mm-hmm. I differentiate between the two.
You do.
Some people lump it all in the same thing. There's NIL and there's the bag. There's no bag for your baby when they're 8, 9 years old. They're talking folks between eight and 17 years old playing something when you're going to get paid to play ball.
And are you surprised?
There have been a number of ways that people have tried to make AAU out of football in a number of ways. They've tried, and they've done different things for it. And there's this what's the people say? Well, the 7-on-7s are the same. No, it's not. Nobody blocking and tackling. You can run out and catch that ball, and nobody's going to fold you up like a folding chair. They hit you. You come across the middle. You're doing it in these 7-on-7s. So, but this is something that they're seeking to do, and I don't know how much money is supposed to be in it for kids. But you're going to put an 8-year-old out here to do this?
How much contact?
Well, they're going to play football.
That's what I'm saying. We've seen this before. We see the footage when they show, like, pro athletes. This was my baby when he was 8 years old playing peewee football.
Playing peewee football,
see that,
right. But nobody's getting paid to do
that.
Well,
now this is a different day. But I'm not surprised.
But I'm just saying you're going to risk your opportunity for the place where you really play to earn your scholarship. You don't earn your scholarships doing this. You know what I mean? I haven't heard anybody mention about any college recruiters or anybody coming to see this. College recruiters had their period. Their period ended on the 24th of this month. So who's coming to see you play this? That's
family members, church members.
Great.
Parents
great, great.
Are telling,
that didn't get you anywhere.
It
smacks of Bishop Sycamore, for those of you listening. Y'all,
ding, 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 ding. There you go.
Y'all do remember Bishop Sycamore, right? This fictitious team they put together out of Ohio. But the guys promised the parents, your kids are going to get exposure. Mm-hmm. We're going to play against some of the top teams in the country. And they landed a game against IMG on ESPN. And it was awful because it was obvious some kids who had no business out there. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. I mean, parents want their kids to do. And I understand that. And I wrote something on my social media. I mean, there are a lot of things you can do during this time of year that will help give your kid a chance to improve and get ahead and be in position when the season comes in the fall to perform at a better level. I mean, there are growth spurts and all kind of stuff that happen during the summer months anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You leave in school and one thing. And why would you jeopardize, especially if they've gone through spring ball at a high school with a group of kids, with a line they know can block for them, with people they work together with, to put them out there with a bunch of strangers.
Again,
For a few weeks, and thinking they're going to come back to their high school team. That's not going to happen.
Point taken.
Yeah.
But if there are if their agenda is to get paid, then all that goes out the window. And also, you're assuming that, again, you would like this to work out that way because you know the proper way to approach these sort of things. But there, once you say somebody's going to get paid, all right, we see this in other professions. Now, if you were worried about the injuries that could occur to these young kids, that's a whole different episode of Oprah, and we can talk about that. I'm just feeling like it for me, and maybe it's just this is the way life is in 2025. I'm numb to that. I'm not going to be surprised at anybody getting paid. If somebody has invented something, put something together, and these kids who were up until, you know, X amount of years ago, excluded from having to deal with getting a paycheck, at least for playing sports. This is now the norm. So, I mean, personally, I'm not surprised. I do think what you're saying overall, this is going to kind of turn into the Wild West.
Well, it's already Wild West now because we already got the move-ins and people showing up in different neighborhoods playing with
them. There you go.
That's a different thing. You know, that's another thing that's out there. But as far as this, and we do, like I said, we do have high school NIL, and there are a number of young people around the state, not a large number, who are taking advantage of that. And, you know, the different ways to do it, a lot of them, if you're on social media, very active on social media, that makes you attractive to somebody who says, hey, here, wear this hat. Here, wear these shirts that we have. A lot of it is in kind. Mm-hmm. I'm designing a certain line of T-shirts. Will you wear my T-shirts? And then you're wearing them and you're taking pictures of them and things like that. That you can do. There can be food endorsements. I know of some in other states who for energy drinks getting endorsement. There are some young people who've been very wise. It's almost like a team effort. The parents have to see it coming along when they're in middle school and say, okay, we see you achieving this way. Let's position yourself a certain way. When you go to camps and certain players are there, make sure you're photographed with these players. Make sure you active on social media in that way. That parlays into NIL at the high school level. But it's so new. Mm-hmm. And it changes from state to state. So that's the thing. But like I said, this thing they're talking about they're doing today, this ain't it.
No.
It's not.
You know, the other thing that's a little depressing about everything that you just said is that that kid who does that, who participates that way, is going to be focused, it seems like, just on football. And how many shows have we done with professional athletes on down who say they believe it's important to play as many sports as you can?
Yeah.
Play, just, you know, jump from one to another. Now, I realize it's not always easy to do, especially with travel teams these days. Folks can't afford it. But, you know, the focus on one particular sport, with fingers crossed and toes crossed, hopefully the baby can get some money in high school and then college, and whether they make it to the pros or not, because there's some people who are leaving college. Some athletes are going, I'm good.
True.
You know, I made some money. I don't need to go and
that's
rack my brain in the NFL
you
level.
You figure that part out, too. You know, that's the thing, is you move along. But like I said, at this stage of the game, they're talking about 8 to 17-year-old.
Yeah.
You can put an 8-year-old on the same field with a 17-year-old? Really? You going to do that? You know what I mean? So, that's like I said, you know, there is high school NIL in the state of Georgia, but this ain't it.
Yeah.
And that's what I got for you this morning.
And what 8-year-old – I'm just trying to think. 8-year-olds ain't blocking. I could see an 8-year-old that's fast. But you're right. Some linebacker who's a little Lawrence, little Taylor, get a hold of that, you know, kid who's coming around the corner like, you know, Danny Tomlinson and put a smack on him. That's where it's going to get interesting when that first kid gets injured that's 3-4 years younger than the kid. And we know some 17-year-olds who look like men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they grow.
Now, there's a different group, 18 to 40, but, you know, that's different. You're out of high school. You want to play some semi-pro ball. Have at it. Have a good time.
All right. Well, speaking of 8-year-olds making money, they got some of them on tennis. Not on the tour, but they start playing tennis very early. And that's actually a pretty good question for Karen. She's going to join us next. Tennis Pam around. She's going to let us know what's going on with the French Open. But this, if we were taking this out of the world of football and putting it into the world of tennis, be interested to hear what her perspective is. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radio 92.9 A Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 31st day of May. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. That's us, 8 till noon for the foreseeable future on Saturdays. And that will change sometime as we move through the summer. I just don't know exactly when yet. Anyway, you hear that song, you know it's time for our family member, Karen Pastana.
Yeah.
Tennis Panorama. And Karen, I'll bring you in on a conversation that Sam and I were having.
Welcome.
Yes.
Oh, welcome. Yes, thank you.
Your thoughts on kids getting paid. We were talking about it in the NILs and football. You know all about that. But, you know, this is a sport. Your sport is one where you really see young kids show up at an age that, well, you're used to it now. But Sam just read a story talking about 8-year-olds. Who is
Whoa.
It? Who is yeah? They're being put into a position where they're going to have an opportunity to play, you know, like peewee football, and get paid for it. Listen, when you get on the tennis tour, we all know you get paid. But do you remember one of the greats or one of the very, very good players you remember seeing at a very, very young age, and you just like shook your head? Because the one for me is. I can't remember if it was Jennifer Capriati, and she was still like 17.
Yeah.
Or who was
yeah,
one that
because
was 15?
She first played like the U.S. Open at like 13 and 14.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is that the earliest you've seen somebody who was that special player earlier than that?
No, not earlier than that. I mean, Jennifer Capriati was a phenom and turned pro at 13. And of course, well, Venus Williams technically turned pro at like 14. But she wasn't playing these tournaments like Jennifer Capriati was. And I think it was a good thing on Venus's part because she didn't get burnt out like Capriati eventually did at one point and then left the sport and came back.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that happened to Tracy Austin, too. She was another one who was very young.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was like 14 years old. But in her case, an injury really stopped her career.
Yeah.
It's. I don't think she necessarily overplayed or anything, but an injury stopped her career. Which is sad, and she became the youngest person in age to get into the Tennis Hall of Fame because she retired so early.
It's a Gail Sayles move right there.
You were talking about,
yeah.
But we get that. That's why we love having our family member
telling
come
you, that's
on.
Right.
With Karen Pastana, Tennis Panorama News, and we started at 8 o'clock this morning. You said, "Oh, I get to sleep in a little bit." No, because the tennis has been on for several hours. Jessica Pegula, an American, has made it safely through, right?
Yep, the third seed. Yep, and we're waiting for the Zverev Kaboli match. After that match on the main court, which is Philippe Chatrier, it'll be Coco Gauff. She'll be playing a Czech. Named Maria Buskova, and this will be an interesting match because head-to-head, Buskova is leading Gauff 2-0, but they haven't played in a few years. And Gauff is number 2 in the world, and I think Buskova is in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. So you know, we'll see what happens there. I mean, I don't really have, well, golf has to really work on getting those first serves in and basically, the errors, limit the errors that she makes. I think those are the two big problems for her right now. But here she is, though, in the third round, despite complications and errors and whatnot.
Yeah, I think, and we'll make sure she remembers her rackets this time. Because she came out to play the match this week and looked around.
What?
Yeah.
She pulled the Thurman Thomas? You found a helmet?
What was up with that, Karen?
Yeah.
This was so bizarre. How do you not come on the court? And those rackets, you know, even though some of them are lighter than others, you're carrying at least six of them. And I'm like, how do you forget the rackets? Well, at least somebody could bring them back on court for her or run back and get them.
You're fired on your day off. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, here with Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama. All right, listen, we got to fall on the sword, you and I, Karen.
I think we
put the kibosh and the jinx on Naomi. As soon as we talked about her and we're looking forward to her time in this Open, boom, she gets knocked out.
Well, what did I say, though? She was playing the 10th seed. I mean, you know, I'm not that surprised. I mean, everyone's like, oh, she lost in the first round. But she was playing the 10th seed, playing a surface that is not her best. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not shocked. I'm not really shocked.
Wow.
And listen, I'm going to move it to the men here because he got one of those matches that you don't want. You just don't want to see these guys playing together because you don't want either one of them to lose, at least for me. Because I want to see Alcaraz continue to ascend, right? And I want him to beat you-know-who. I don't even mention his name anymore. It's like Valtamont.
Well, Djokovic is on the center side of the draw. So in order for Djokovic to play Alcaraz, it would have to be the final.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I want him to knock. Yeah, because that'll be even better. Because he thinks he's that close to getting his next major, and then it gets snatched away. It's the one, he's playing Shelton today.
Yeah,
and you don't want to see that guy
Alcaraz,
lose either.
Shelton, yeah,
you want to see him. You want to see him. You know, get some wins on a major tournament. And so I'm sorry to see these guys going at it this early.
But you know what though, Karen,
yeah.
you want to see that because Shelton has responded well so far, and you want to see him take that next step. So you're curious to see what happens in this match. At least I am.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It depends. Who holds their concentration better? And, you know, sometimes Shelton, I hate to use this word, gets brain cramps and will try crazy shots when he doesn't need to.
Okay.
And Alcaraz has already been proven to come back in five setters.
That's the thing.
We know he can come back.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Well, spending time this morning talking with Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama News, and she is social. You can always find us at Tennis News TPM, Tennis News TPN. I could talk a little controversy this week. They're talking about the lack of women's matches after dark over there. And give me your thoughts on that and how that all unfolded.
Well, this is ever since they started with the night matches a few years ago. Out of all the night matches that have taken place at Roland Garros, only two have been women's matches. I think two or three. And, you know, the tournament director of the French Open is Amélie Mauresmo, former number one women's player. The thing is, some players are very upset about this. And then there are other players who have said, well, a lot of women don't want to play at night, but if they have two matches at night, it usually ends up the woman plays the second match, and they don't want to play that late, and all that. But, yeah, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I know that the women play best two out of three. However, they could always pair it with a doubles match so they feel that the night session people get their money's worth because people do like doubles. So if they have a doubles match before the women's match or vice versa or whatever, I think that would solve the problem. However, I guess if you're, let's just put on one match and be done with it, I guess. We'll see what happens.
And you know, the other part of this story for me, at least, this is I've noticed it. I haven't watched with the hours that you two have, but when this story popped, there she was again, Coco Gauff, telling France about their business, telling Roland Garros. I'm just telling you, she may end up like you know, she may be to Roland Garros in the French Open what McEnroe was to Wimbledon, because she's just letting them know about her thoughts and feelings about how they do their business. And this is just another another shot. I just, that's how it landed on me, and I went, good for her. As long as she continues.
Yeah, good for her. I mean, there's so many of the women on, well, people on tour, women on tour, men on tour, who won't say anything because they just want to keep what they have. But, you know, good on her and other folks for talking about what they think is wrong. They should. I mean, they're playing the sport. And Coco, she's only, what is she now, 22? 21. And she's got a long way to go in this sport. So it's good to try to change things and let things be known.
Yeah, talk about someone who's been out there for a while. We're going to see Madison Keys today as well, the number 7 seed. Thoughts about her and her assignment. She's got Sophia Kennan. And her quest to make it back-to-back Grand Slam titles.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, Madison Keys, despite being the Australian Open champion, has been playing this tournament under the radar because she's, you know, clay is not her surface, but she's doing really well. Today, when she plays Kennan, both of them, well, Kennan won the Australian Open so many years ago, and is kind of making her way back up the rankings. It'll be interesting because clay, these ladies, well, I wouldn't say it's their favorite surface, but right now I think Madison has way more confidence than Kennan. So I think that Madison is going to win this match.
Hey, what? I didn't know anything about this guy, Arthur Fils. Is that how you say his name?
Keys.
He had to withdraw this week, and I thought this guy was going to be the next thing in France.
He's on his way up.
He's on. Okay.
But he got an injury, right?
He's number 14 in the world. He has a stress. He found out he had a stress fracture, and so you're not taking any chances with that and rest up for Wimbledon, which is in so many weeks.
Right.
So, better to do that than play with that and make it worse. So, it's a shame, but he has time. He has plenty of time.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so he's what's next around the corner? He's going to be, he's a part of that next group of men coming up, would you say?
I would say that, yes. And the French have high hopes for him. The French have had so many players they've had high hopes for. But a Frenchman hasn't won a major since Yannick Noah did it in 1983.
Wow.
Yep, that's it. Man. And he's still a rock star in that city.
Oh, yeah.
He's literally and figuratively a rock star.
That's true. But it's all right. His kid made some money.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You do that.
NBA money.
Karen, we appreciate you as always this morning spending some time with us, and we're going to continue to watch what happens over in Paris at Roland Garros as they continue to play today, and especially here in Atlanta, watch to see what our folks and the commentary. Let me get a little something on that this week. Your thoughts, thoughts about what you've seen them work as far as our good folks at Turner here in town.
Well, I am enjoying the let me just be honest here.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be honest. John McEnroe was not my favorite in terms of commentating because sometimes I feel he doesn't keep up with the sport as much as he should. But having Patrick with him, Patrick can correct him and update him on what's real, who's this and happening. That and whatnot. But one thing I do like about them being together is that they have the control to change matches that they're commentating on. Okay. So they'll hop from one court to the other court to commentate, which I like because Patrick is going to be the one to know, let's go to this match because it's more competitive or some up and comer or whatnot. I think Patrick is more geared to the tennis fan, the true tennis fan, where McEnroe is, even though he's a Hall of Famer and should be more than a generalist of the sport, he seems to act like a generalist because a lot of times he doesn't know the ins and outs of things, which is sad to say.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow.
Commentary from a woman who follows the sport.
He's
beyond reproach. That's right. I agree with 100% because he's laying on celebrity. John and Patrick is.
You could not be serious.
Yeah, he's on that.
He's still making money off that.
And Patrick is like, Eli Manning, and he's got, showed that he's better than Big Brother. And he does when it comes to exactly what she's saying. So, you know where to go for the knowledge of the sport. Anyway, Karen. Listen, obviously, we will be talking to you in a few weeks, as you just said, because Wimbledon's right around the corner.
Yep, right around the corner.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you as always.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Karen Pistain, the Tennis Panorama, joining us. Up next, Sam, what do we got? We're going into her head.
Ooh.
Noelle's World.
Get ready.
It's coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. until noon. I got a feeling I know why she is playing this song, and my bottom lip is poked out because of it.
Really?
But it is time for Noelle's World, and usually this is the... For the amount of time that she's done this, like me with Casting Call, there's usually a little hint of where she's going in the rejoin music.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but just a little hint. I think that's all we need to say right now. We're waiting for the entrance of our producer.
And the melodious tones that we wait to hear always.
Good morning.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Yeah, now.
Game's on.
Okay.
Yeah, because last night was ladies' night.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least our ladies. I don't think the storm had a good time. But last night was ladies' night. Man, these girls are on a roll, four in a row. You know, we talk about the dream every Thursday night on the intersection at 10 o'clock, unless the boys are back in town, the Braves meaning, and then we come on at 11. But this week, we talked a little bit about the dream and their where they are right now in the season. And this is what I had to say on Thursday before last night's game.
Man, I have seen Alicia a Bucket Gray do that, just that, go out and get buckets to the point where she got her 3,500th point this week and more, right, as she added on to get 20 shot diet a little bit, but the defense is absolutely superb. Now, Hillman always gets busy whenever she touches the floor, whether it's getting a turnover, a block, a steal, whatever it is. Nas always gets busy when she hits the floor. They are on a roll so far. They are figuring some things out, even stranded.
Yeah,
okay.
They might have figured it out. That's what I said Thursday.
You think so?
Friday might have shown me that they might have figured it out.
Yeah.
Because I saw an adjustment made. they were down 12 and then 8, and then the Storm was able to push it back to 11, and it went kind of that way for the whole first half. And then they made an adjustment to play more outside in to drive the ball more, to cause them to foul them, to get more free throws, and it worked for them. And they're showing that they can play in a lot of different kind of ways and make adjustments. And Ryan Howard might have figured out her shot diet. Ooh-wee, 33 points with a slow first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! They combined for almost 70. Even Pow had to get on her Twitter and shout them out. Shout out her her big bros, as she called them. Had to shout them out because they had an excellent night last night, offensively and defensively. Like I said, Ryan Howard's been shutting down everybody while she's been trying to figure out the shot diet. And yesterday was a combination of both. You had two-way Leash, two-way Howard. And right now, the Dream are just having their way.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see. Early in the season and on the road and down in this game, to see them figure it out and find a way to come back, I think speaks volumes for what the potential is for this team.
100%. Not only were they down, but they was a little shorthanded. BG didn't play a lot last night. Wasn't that effective offensively. But again, they figured out other ways to get in there and make it happen and win. And it was a huge point swing. It was like a 20-point swing by the time they finished that game. It was amazing to see. They put on a show, honestly. Like, the way Alicia was going up for the buckets and then hitting the ground and getting the and one, and you had the and one at the three-point line, and it was a show to watch.
This season is how many games old?
Oh, where are we?
Or a month?
For the Dream is 7 games old, but we're about a month in.
About almost a month in. And you feel like the tide has turned as far as folks figuring out their game.
Yeah.
More importantly, the adjustments other teams have made coming at them. Double teams happen or whatever it is, they have made those adjustments, or is that still a work in progress?
Well, for this team, it's more so them learning their new system under this new coach. They want to do something completely different than what they've been doing. And I think they're starting to figure out the system and get comfortable in it. And they're having a lot of fun with it. Like, you're seeing people like Nia Coffee.
Well, that's the thing.
Get the ball. Yeah, you're seeing people like Nia Coffee get the ball at the top of the key, and we're hitting threes, and we're smiling on the court. We're having a good time. And Alicia Gray, please keep those Pearl. Asia Wan's on your feet. You have been on fire since you switched to the white joints. Wear the white joints. But I think she knows that because she ain't came out of them yet. So I think she knows that. But I'm going to say it anyway. Keep the white joints on because you are on fire.
You know the word I'm waiting to hear Noel come in here talk and say that describes what she's watching, that this team has acquired? Anticipation.
Mm.
Across the board. See, I'm waiting. Don't say it today. But when you talk about certain teams, there's only one team right now that I can say definitely has it, and we know it because we've seen it, and that's OKC.
Okay.
They know where the other one's going to be, it seems like.
Yeah.
And they are playing with a confidence, but more importantly, the anticipation, that no-look pass, whatever it is, they know, using Jedi mind trick, they got it. That's what I'm waiting to hear you say, that the Dream players have, at least at a level they haven't shown before.
It's so great that you bring that up, because that's kind of what Nas was alluding to when we played the clip earlier during the local segment, where she's saying at this point she pretty much knows where the rebounds are going to fall from her shooters. And you're seeing that across the board. Like, they're swinging the ball to the right place, whether it's halfway across the court or right next to them. Things are melding together, and you are starting to see that chemistry. And I think that comes with the fun and the confidence that you're seeing on the court and in practice. They're just having a lot of fun right now playing with each other and playing in Coach Semesco's scheme.
You just reminded me of something that if it were to happen, he would be printing money. Because there's all kinds of videos out teaching you how to play different positions and different sports and so on and so forth. But to her point, talking about a player knowing where rebounds are going to go, there's only one other guy who I knew that said that regularly. That was Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And if Rodman put a tape out, some kind of, like, you know, the old Tommy Mansky Mansky, like
oh, the old Pete Maravich tape everybody used to study. Yeah.
What was one Fred McGriff endorsed?
Tom Mansky.
If he were to put something like that out, because when it comes to basketball players, you say what you will about Dennis Rodman off the court, there isn't one of them who will not put him at the top of the guys who had that want to when it came to rebounding.
100%. That's why I think it's funny when people try to use it as a negative against Angel Reese. Like, okay, she's Dennis Rodman. Like, that's not a knock. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and if you can, you know, sprinkle in some other things to her game, which she is doing now, and you're seeing it, then, I mean, like, there's no telling what
the rebound is one thing. Does she have the energy and the bounce like him?
I mean, that's what the rebounding is, because, like, they can't. That thing can go up in the air 10 times, and Angel's going to touch it every single time.
No, I'm not talking about that. That's one thing when she's under the basket or around in the post. I'm talking about Dennis also had an energy that was unmatched.
Yeah.
That also translated to the offensive side, diving for balls, all of that stuff, and that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Having seen her game and know about the, you know, the double-doubles, we see all that. That's the one part I'm wondering that still needs work and the energy that – she would bring. We know she does the other part of Rodman's game. She can get under folks' skin, and she can do the rebound and all that stuff.
What I want to ask you about our team is, now we don't play again until next Friday.
Yes.
A good thing for this team? I mean, because that's the thing. We talk about last weekend and how they played so many games in a window.
Short window.
And now, you know, they played the game early this week. They didn't play again until last night. Now they don't play again until next Friday.
Right. I think it depends on how you look at it. Because they're hot, you would maybe feel a way about having such a layover into your next game. But with them also being kind of injured, and we got a little news from Jordan Canada today on Twitter.
Okay. What you got?
She put out there that it might be that time with the little devil emoji with the smile. Like, we might have our starting point guard back the next time we hit the floor. So in that regard, it's probably a good thing. You can get some people healthier. They can come back and contribute. But they're so hot right now, I don't know if you really want that long of a stretch. But I will say they have already experienced that this season. There was a long break between fever games. And so since they've already experienced that this season, maybe it won't hurt them too bad. But I kind of agree with you, saying I would really like to see them just continue to go on a roll. There's nothing like going out to play another game to keep you hot.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And next up for them is next Friday up the road at Connecticut.
Connecticut again.
Yep. And facing them again. And then coming back home, the next home game is against Indiana. This was going to be a gateway. They're going to have to shoehorn people into that place.
Yeah, man. Them tickets going to be sky high. Yeah, they might. I mean, to be honest, they're probably on the phone behind the scenes right now trying to coordinate something. But we will see how that goes. But I will say this. Your Atlanta Dream right now sit number 2 in the Eastern Conference, only 2 games behind your WNBA champion, New York Liberty.
Yeah. It's something about those teams at the top. I watched Vegas last night, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, man, they are still, you know.
They're still trying to figure it out. Like, you got players that can explode, like a Jewel Lloyd, but then.
Who came back last night in Vegas?
Yeah.
Who returned?
Who did return last night?
That was, their player. She was going back for the first time and was greeted warmly. Oh, we're going to feel bad about that. Finish your thought.
Did they play the Sparks?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it was Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, though? You didn't go where I thought you was going to go. And I was kind of sad about it.
Where?
That. When we came back, the music you were playing.
Oh, where did you think I was going to go? I'm curious now. Where did you think we were going?
We lost Michael Sumler last week for Cool in the Gang.
We did. Yeah. We lost it so hell early last week. I think it slipped my mind. Yeah.
So that's why I thought you were going to go for a little tribute and get into the ladies' night.
It kind of was a tribute because it shows how timeless he is. If I think of women having a good time, I'm automatically going to ladies' night.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Noah's World. Got a fresh casting call coming up, too, and a couple little tributes, but I will leave you with this. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Two guys, all-time greats, both old as Methuselah.
Ooh.
But Joe Namath, happy 82nd birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Willie Namath.
Good,
turning 95 today.
Yep.
Clint Eastwood.
Man.
Yeah. Enough said.
All right.
And I got a paycheck from him, so that's all.
There we go. I can say that. He had you up in the middle of the night.
Yes, he did. And then I got to see him turn into Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Because the truck wouldn't start. And he got upset. That was pretty fun. All right, coming up, we move it into the 10 o'clock hour. Caleb Johnson's going to join us, talk these NBA playoffs. Like I said, a fresh casting call. There is money flying through the air. But up next, these Falcons are getting set. They're beginning to get set.
beginning
for the upcoming season. And the speculation has started about if that backup quarterback is going to continue to be the backup here or the starter somewhere else. We're going to talk about that up next. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.